Or do we have time for the news site later? Or
is that it's been 1 hour now, and some people have time constraints.
Yeah, I have to get ready for Thanksgiving stuff soon.
How much longer would we like to continue this meeting?
It's only because my parents are coming. You know, I can't, like, slap off with my parents.
Oh, parents coming. I take back my laughing, Brian.
Then let me take a few quick minutes to that question and other things. I think part of the answer there is how to prepare for the, you know, to be better situated 2 or 3 years from now is to have some better tools and resources for our staff to use today so that they're familiar with it 2-3 years from now and they're well-versed in using it regularly. So when the next technology breaks, we're already actively involved in a similar area. We can quickly just turn our energies a little bit here and tweak it there and be on top of the next big thing. And the news site, I really think, will be a part of that. And I say, not just, again, the Pacifica site, but this very much will interact with the news site. I've spoken to the web worker at WBAI, and she's on board with integrating this as a potential part of a new WBAI.org. And I've spoken briefly with the KPFK web worker to do the same. I hope to do the same with WPFW and need to speak with Dwayne and others at KPFT. Michael has a good solution at A, as I said earlier, and so I feel we'll be able to integrate it with the KPFA's website as well. But that's the premise. In other words, a site or a series of sites that allows every producer to have access to the homepage, to have access to posting information even that they can't get on the air, surplus content, web exclusives, a site that lets producers tag their segments so that they can find similar producer segments or end users can find similar segments by topics or tags, which is very popular these days. A site, to use more tech jargon kind of terminology, is doing what a lot of Web 2.0 stuff is like, has more interaction, which is basically what people mean when they say Web 2.0, which will have, as I said, tags and tag clouds featuring what's the hottest thing people are clicking for, what's new and the latest on the website. Basically a site that lets end users comment on issues. So after a segment is posted, registered users can say, that was a great guest, or you could have had this guest on too. I heard them at KPFT. They would have been great here too. So it's a great way to get quick feedback from end users. The few producers, especially at WBAI that I've mentioned this to, have been particularly excited about that aspect of it being using the site, which we, for the most part, haven't leveraged in a structured way. Some producers are doing a lot of this on their own, but this is a tool that all the producers can use equally, not just Democracy Now! or Special Show here or there, but every producer will have access to doing this kind of stuff. And having said that, I know that most producers will not, especially not right away, and that many producers will take time, and there'll be a learning curve involved, and so that's why I'm very excited about the site now, but realistically speaking, the impact will be seen 12 to 18 months from now, where I think we can start to see some quantum leaps in traffic and new listeners and new users coming through this. So, I mean, and we can project all this content, which again ties into audio archives if we have available, and start targeting in a real aggressive and organized fashion these new communities. The site will have newsletters and let people have their own, like, mypacifica.org or mywbi.org webpage, which will, when you log in or when you visit it, will show the topics that you're interested in, whether it's arts, public affairs, or news, or whatever kind of current events it is, or whatever the topic is, lets you feature the shows that you have tagged as your favorite shows. So you can very much personalize your Pacific experience. So, again, this is a resource so that when the next wave hits, and we target those new audiences at the MySpaces and at these other kind of sites, when they come to our site, they're more dynamic. They have a lot more personality, a lot more customization. The site, for example, if you see it, if you go to pacifica.org/new, aside from the mypacifica.org page you can have and the favorite shows by topic and all that stuff I mentioned, you can customize the appearance by what color accents you like. You can customize the size depending on the screen size that you're using. So there's a lot of flexibility in the cosmetics, in the content delivery, just from top to bottom. And so when you said, you know, how can we prepare for the next 2 or 3 years, I said kind of tongue-in-cheek, the newpacifica.org, but it's not just the newpacifica.org, but this next wave of New Pacifica sites, from our sister station sites to the national site. And part of that is Michael's already doing that at KPFA, already undergoing a transformation of that site. And this software here, tying into, again, KPFA and WBAI for starters, is going to be a big step forward, big, big step forward. Just to put it in perspective, I put in all the programs in the database. So if you go through and sort by sister stations, you'll see the grid from Sunday through Saturday is all there. We have over 440 shows on a monthly basis, some weekly, some daily. But as a network, we have 440 shows, much of which comes from unpaid producers. They have egos. They produce these programs. They want to get a message out. They have a reason why they come to our airwaves and don't even get paid. And this is a tool. By the way, I neglected to say this, but this is the ICPacifica.org is a national resource that we've really not leveraged, and I take the blame for a lot of that. But this is an offering to these 440 producers to say that. If you Google, I said this the last tech meeting that was offline, if you Google progressive news, Pacifica.org comes up in the top 10. And organizations like Alternet I forget someone else is that you know of, it pays to be a sponsor there because they don't come up for free on the top 10 search, so they have to pay to be there. We get there for free at Pacifica.org, and it just shows 4 or 5 shows. Here, all these producers will have access for their programs. The minute it breaks, the minute they post it, it will be up there on a top-ranked site for their information to be disseminated. And it will have a big impact, I think, in time. And I'll leave it at that. If you visit pacifica.org/new, in the center area, there's like a big red image that's there just for graphical purposes. And there are two links at the very end of that paragraph. One says OC Info Link, and the other says Alpha News Release. If you click on both of those, it gives you some more information in a more structured, cohesive way. I'm trying to rush through for time. But it gives you some more information, kind of explains how the producers will benefit from this, how the public can benefit from this site, and even how our managers can benefit from this. For example, we'll be able to extract public files for our staff, which is an FCC requirement. I just spoke to one of our managers at WBAI today, who was very interested in this because it helps keep records in order. So it'll have a lot of it could literally change how we do a lot of things at Pacifica in the next few years.
Not to unduly extend the conversation, I think that learning curve that you spoke of would be shortened dramatically if the PNB. And the national office had a direct line of communication to those 440 producers. We currently don't. They work for their individual stations, and any pronouncements from Greg Guma's office on down are filtered through either the local LSD or the station managers before they get to the producers. This initiative on the repeal of habeas corpus, I think we could have gotten a great deal more mileage out of that if we could have spoken directly to the producers and allowed them in their own way to introduce the issue into their program. So I just like to put a bee in your bonnet about initiatives that I'd like to bring forward in the coming year about opening that type of communication between the national office and these producers of ours. Left out of the conversation too long.
My experience feel that that's been a big barrier, that communication, lack thereof communication between the national initiatives and the local staff, unpaid and paid staff. You hit the nail on the head. It's very, very astute of you. That is a big barrier.
I wish that were a digital problem.
may I get on the staff? I would just like to, because I'm going to have to be getting off too.
I have to also.
Some housekeeping things that maybe we can do so that we can make sure that our next meeting, we have an official meeting, and also keeping in mind that, we know that there will be changes on the board that will be coming up in January, and none of us really know if we're going to even be able to be on the board, really, but we don't want it to be where this committee starts from ground zero all over again. Mm-hmm. So I would like to propose that maybe we can at least begin to notify the LSD chairs of the people who haven't been coming in. If they're not at the next meeting, then that definitely means they don't want to be on the committee, and because we can't be held up with not getting a quorum. And then maybe even we might be able to bring a motion before the board asking if we can lower the quorum for this meeting, because we need to meet. And
David, would it be proper for me to send a letter directly to the chairs of the various LSDs?
Why not?
Excuse me?
Would it be proper for me to send a letter to the LSDs?
Yeah.
Or have all of us as reps present, bring it up to the next board meeting or something like that?
The thing I would rather, since Phil has been on top of this and mm-hmm. some of us are not really able to be, I think if he does it, if he sends it, whatever he wants to send, and then have each of us sort of talk to our LSBs about what we're doing on this front, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, me too.
And also, I didn't know, we might not have to do that, but I didn't know if we could even, if we needed to bring a motion before the board asking.
Yeah.
Lower the requirement for quorum.
Well, hopefully from this new class of LSB members, we'll be electing new members to all committees, and hopefully the new technology committee will be a little bit more dedicated, a little bit more committed.
But I'm sorry for cutting you off. I meant even before we get to that point, because I would hate to, for whatever, well, hopefully by notifying the chair of the LSB, we won't have this problem. But I'm glad. I think that it's just so critical that we have to make sure that we pass something a little concrete. We have something a little bit more concrete, even if it's just in terms of saying, well, here are the issues that we know we have to deal with for the next thing. So when the new committee is seated, they don't, or when they come on, they're not all over the place again. And I just wouldn't want to see anything prevent us from getting quorum again. And I would also like to recommend as a friendly suggestion that we please not hold the committee meetings at, like, I think we've been holding them like 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the weekdays, because that's just going to make it more difficult for people on the West Coast to be able to join in, because a lot of them are working. So I would like to, I know there are a lot of other things at 8:30 and all that, but I think that that is just the time that really gives both coasts a chance to maximize participation.
Which time, Lisa?
I know we've been, I think
they don't hold them at 7 or 6, or do hold
No, I think we've, held some meetings a couple of times during the weekdays at 7, I mean weeknights at 7 o'clock, which makes it, if somebody is on the West Coast is working, it really makes it impossible for them to go, and not just those who are, but those who might want to listen as well. So I would just like to suggest if we meet on the weeknights that we do it so we can maximize our...
What time would you think that, that would be?
8:30, because it gives people on the West Coast a chance to get off at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
All right, then. What I'm going to do is send an email to each of you listing from our conversation tonight what the key issues are, so that when it comes up in the vote for the new... technology committee members, if you could mention to them what the issues are and what it is we're talking about, because I think one of the big issues is nobody knows exactly what it is the technology people do. If I could leave it to you to impress upon your LSDs just what it is we're after and how important it is.
Can I make a point on that?
Yes.
I think what we need to say is it's very clear that Pacific is about to need to make a significant investment. All of our budgets are standstill budgets. They're run-in-one-place budgets. They're bare. Most of them are very bare-bones things. And, for example, if you look at what KPFA has done, a lot of it's done because they had people around who could just do that stuff, and their time was already paid for. You could say every LSB should, every station should know that as a network, we're going to have to make an investment. And this is the place where we're going to talk about how big does that investment need to be and toward what should it be directed. And I think that will maybe let them understand that it's not just, you know,
jawing about the next device.
If I might respond then, the TNB really needs to undergo a strategic planning process and communicate that throughout the network. It seems to belong to the PNB to do, and not the individual MSPs.
This committee is the PNB's committee, is the PNB's mechanism for trying to organize that process. The PNB is ultimately the thing that says yay or nay, but it's not the place that happens. This is.
Well, there's an overall strategic planning process that includes technology, but includes a great deal more than that. And I don't think that we've created a vision of Pacifica 2010. Well, and we need to have one. Technology is part of that.
If I may make a suggestion, and again, because one of the things that I think, and I would say that a lot of people are probably like myself when it comes to technology, we have a great idea. Oh, yeah, sounds great, but we don't understand the steps. And a little, like sometimes you got to take baby steps a little bit to, or we need to be focused. So rather than having something open-ended in terms of, well, what do you all think in terms of technology? We know we have to, we're going to have to make some changes, or we're going to have to make some investments in technology. I think that, and hopefully because, I mean, this is November, hopefully we can get, I'd be willing to try to get two more meetings in the technology committee, you know, before the end of December, even three before, because I think the next board is seated like mid-January. But I think that it would behoove us, in addition to, and not to put any extra pressure on our wonderful tech people here, but if they're able to get the proposal a little bit more together, or help to guide us, I should say, in terms of what are some concrete things that we need to look at, and so that it can help us focus, because technology is so broad, and I think we need to bring our focus on this. And even if we have to think in terms of what, okay, we definitely are talking about developing a plan that would include staffing, and that's a great way of focusing. But even after the staffing, what would be the next thing we need to examine? And then we could also think about maybe something more that long term in terms of like 5 or 6 years from now. But I think we just need to help to focus people, and if we give them a couple of things, or here are two things that we would like to bring forward, you know, or two very specific things. Maybe we need a certain piece of equipment or something, but I think that way will just help to bring us more focus, and will help to advance this committee.
Mary Berg here.
Evan, I just got to say, I got to go. I didn't want to step on Mary,
I'd like to just set another meeting date. I think we could have at least one more, maybe two more. I'd be up for three. I don't know if we can do it, but let's just set one before we get off this call, and then I have to get off also.
Can we do whatever? What's the official amount of time that you need for another one, like the minimum amount of days?
Well, it doesn't we have to have enough days. When can anyone meet next? Let's see. I think the other people aren't going to be there, so I don't know what we have to worry
maybe
about.
Maybe like 2 weeks from now or a week from now or something like that?
Let's see. Well, let's look at this calendar here a minute. Anybody can get it up on their computer faster than I can?
I really got to run, so just email me when we're meeting next, and I'll be on the call.
Enjoy the time with your family.
Yeah, good luck with your folks. Have a good
night. Yeah, I know I got to cook. But later, what Lisa was saying is good for me. Like later at night, it doesn't really matter the day for me. It's just the lateness. So the later, the better for me.
Okay.
All right, thanks. I got to go. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy,
by the way, Mary.
Whatever you celebrate.
Are you looking for that date? They're going to be having hearings.
Well, I'm trying to get the damn thing up. I have a slow computer. That's why I work.
I'm just going to throw this out. Of course, I don't have access to this information, but they're going to be having hearings pertaining to...
The 29th. Yeah, the 29th. No, not here. I don't know about the hearings.
They're going to be having one in New York, but this
Wait, I don't know about the hearings. That's right. I was saying the 29th. That's the archive day, a couple of days.
Tuesday the 5th.
But there's going to be hearings. I think the Library of Congress or whatever is going to be looking into the archive issue or something.
Yeah, there is something about
archive and sound or something like that.
Yeah, who knows about that better than Lisa and me. We're vague. I heard something, too.
I'll send the email out. I know this was an email that Wendy sent. If you all didn't see it, because they were even asking about people to testify or to be there as witnesses or something, but I know the hearing, one of them is going to be in New York. I want to say like the 19th or the 13th or something of December, and the other one I think is going to be in L.A.
I can't get this damn calendar to come up right away. Can anybody else?
Has anybody got a problem Tuesday the 5th?
Tuesdays are bad for me. Other days are better.
Monday?
Monday's
Wednesday?
Pretty good for me. Wednesdays are not so good.
Okay.
Monday the 4th?
Huh?
Monday, December 4th?
That
the archives has a meeting at 8:30.
At 5, okay. If it's, make it 8, not 8:30. Or, well, okay, 8:30. That means I've got to get, okay, well, we have to.
I won't be able to make it on the 4th. I'll be in D.C.
Oh, I could do it on the 4th. I have to be punctual about it.
Would that Friday put it off too much, the 8th?
Friday the 8th?
That'll work.
The 8th is?
It's on the calendar.
All right.
But there's something on the 8th.
There's always something.
Let's see. The 4th doesn't work for Sirius. Is that who it doesn't? Who doesn't it work for? Okay.
Well, there's an archives meeting, and John's going to be out of town. So streaming John away will be
okay.
Difficult.
Okay. Well, 6 doesn't work for some people, right?
Yeah, Wednesdays are always bad. Let's do it tentatively for the 8th.
Okay,
yeah,
let's do it.
Unless there's an objection, and we can pick that up on the email.
Okay, I'm not sure. I think I have something, but since I didn't mark it, since I'm not organized enough to have put it together, let's make it tentatively the 8th. Okay.
All right.
Good enough.
Friday the 8th, 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
I'll see if I can send out a notice.
And on that note, I will say good night.
Same
good
as
night
me.
All, and
don't
thank you
eat
for
yourselves
Larry,
under the
good
table.
Everybody.
Okay.
I'll just also ask the people think about the deeper issues involving tomorrow. But anyway, I won't go on my soapbox.
Yeah, well,
so
I'm
enjoy
definitely
your time with your family.
Going to be thinking about that. So.
Right, and bring that consciousness in terms of you have a whole group of people obliterated who aren't thankful. But anyway, that's my little
Absolutely. Well, I'm with you there. Okay.
Good night.
Night.
Enjoy your family time. Bye-bye.
Yeah, do. Bye.
John, please, thank you very much for coming.